Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 1. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. We'll discuss 50 questions and answers. Part 1. 1. Which two prerequisite we need to run Docker on Windows? Your machine must have BIOS-enabled virtualization and system running 64-bit operating system running Windows. 2. You need to create the environment with Python and Scala. What should you do? Build the environment in Azure Databricks and use Azure Data Factory for orchestration. 3. We need to create the environment with Spark instances to perform feature engineering and model building and machine learning pipelines. What you should do? Step 1. Create an Azure HD Insight cluster to include the Apache Spark MLib library. Step 2. Install Microsoft Machine Learning for Apache Spark. Step 3. Create and execute the Zeppelin notebooks on the cluster. Step 4. When the cluster is ready, export Zeppelin notebooks to a local environment. 4. Which environment should you use with Caffe 2 or Chainer frameworks? Azure Machine Learning Service with Data Science Virtual Machine, DSVM. 5. You need to create a virtual machine with GPU processing. What should you do? Create a Data Science Virtual Machine, DSVM, that's based on QPIS. 6. Which environment you should use to analyze semi-structured, unstructured, and structured data types? Azure Cognitive Services. 7. You need to transfer the data into Azure Blob. You can move data to and from Azure Blob Storage using different technologies, Azure Storage Explorer, OzCopy, and Python. 8. You need to format the data for the Weka environment. Which module should you use? Convert to ARFF. 9. You need to recommend a deep learning framework for speech recognition. Which framework you should recommend? TensorFlow and PyTorch. 10. You need to configure the DLVM to support CUDA. You need environment for deep learning using GPU instances. 11. You need to select a pre-configured DSVM with Caffe 2 and PyTorch. What should you create? Caffe 2 and PyTorch is supported by Data Science Virtual Machine for Linux. 12. You must create a new ngram dictionary from the customer review text and set the maximum ngram size to trigrams. What should you select? Vocabulary. Create. Ngrams 3. 13. You need to select a compute target to deploy the workspace. What should you use? Azure Container Instances can be used as compute target for testing or development. 14. You are solving a classification task. The dataset is imbalanced. Which module should you use? Synthetic Minority Oversampling Technique, SMOTE. 15. You need to recommend tools and frameworks to perform the following. Build Deep Neural Network, DNN, models and perform interactive data exploration and visualization. Which tools and frameworks should you recommend? Build DNN models with Valpal Wabbit and use Power BI Desktop, which is a powerful visual data exploration and interactive reporting tool. 16. You need to divide data into two distinct datasets. Which module should you use? Partition and sample with the stratified split option outputs multiple datasets, partitioned using the rules you specified. 17. You must divide the data into four subsets for evaluation. There is a high degree of missing values in the data. Which three modules should you use? Import data. Cleaning missing data. Partition and sample. 18. You must create a subset of the data for testing purposes using a random sampling. Which values should you select? Sampling. This is useful if you want to create a smaller representative sample dataset for testing. 1. Add the partition and sample module to your experiment in Studio. And connect the dataset. 2. Partition or sample mode, set this to sampling. 3. Rate of sampling. Random seed for sampling. The default value is 0, meaning that a starting seed is generated based on the system clock. 19. You have a dataset that contains null rows. You need to use the clean missing data module. Which parameter should you use? You can remove the row if the missing value can be considered randomly missing. Otherwise, replace with mean. 20. You need to register the container as a data store in an Azure Machine Learning workspace. Datastore equals datastore.register_azure_blob_container. Create_if_not_exists=false. 21. You plan to provision an Azure Machine Learning Basic Edition workspace for a data science project. Which three tasks will you be able to perform? Create a compute instance and use it to run code in Jupyter Notebooks. Create an Azure Kubernetes Service, AKS, inference cluster. Create a tabular dataset that supports versioning. 23. You need to write code to access the data store from a notebook. How should you code? Import azuremal.core. From azure.core import workspace, data store. ws equals workspace.from underscore config datastore equals datastore.getws, demo underscore datastore. 23. You must define a dataset that loads all of the sales data to date into a structure that can be easily converted to a data frame where at the end of each month, a new folder with that month's sales file is added to the sales folder. Register the dataset with the name sales underscore dataset and a tag named month indicating the month and year it was registered. 24. Which environment you should use to run an Azure Machine Learning Designer Trainer pipeline and deploying a web service from Azure ML Designer. Computer instance, NB underscore server, and machine learning compute, MLC underscore cluster. 25. What is compute target exception class? An exception related to failures when creating, interacting with, or configuring a compute target. This exception is commonly raised for failures attaching a compute target, missing headers, and unsupported configuration values. 26. Which two virtual machine sizes can you use to developing a deep learning model by using Tensor? Flow? Any virtual machine with PIS, E standard underscore NC12 or standard underscore NC24. 27. A. Which module should use under the scenario to replace missing values removing row and columns? Clean missing data. B. Which module should use under the scenario increase the number of low incidence examples in the dataset? SMOTE. C. Which module should use under the scenario to convert a categorical feature into a binary indicator? Convert to indicator values. D. Which module should use under the scenario to remove potential duplicates from a dataset? Remove duplicate rows. 28. You need to normalize values to produce a feature column grouped into bins. What you should do? Apply an entropy minimum description length, MDL, binning mode. This method requires that you select the column you want to predict and the column or columns that you want to group into bins. It then makes a pass over the data and attempts to determine the number of bins that minimizes the entropy. In other words, it chooses a number of bins that allows the data column to best predict the target column. 30. You need to normalize values to produce an output column into bins to predict a target column. What you should do? Use the entropy MDL binning mode which has a target column. 31. One class has a much smaller number of observations than the other classes in the training set. You need to select an appropriate data sampling strategy to compensate for the class imbalance. What you should do? Use the synthetic minority oversampling technique, SMOTE, sampling mode. SMOTE is used to increase the number of underrepresented cases in a dataset used for machine learning. SMOTE is a better way of increasing the number of rare cases than simply duplicating existing cases. 32. You need to generate a statistical summary that contains the p-value and the unique count for each feature column. What you should do? Export count table and summarize data. The export count table module is provided for backward compatibility with experiments that use the build count table, deprecated, and count featurizer, deprecated, modules. Summarize data statistics are useful when you want to understand the characteristics of the complete dataset. 33. You are analyzing a numerical dataset which contains missing values in several columns. You must clean the missing values using an appropriate operation without affecting the dimensionality of the feature set. What you should do? Replace using mice. For each missing value, this option assigns a new value, which is calculated by using a method described in the statistical literature as multivariate imputation using chained equations or multiple imputation by chained equations. With a multiple imputation method, each variable with missing data is modeled conditionally using the other variables in the data before filling in the missing values. 34. You are building a regression model using the scikit-learn Python package. You need to transform the text data to be compatible with the scikit-learn Python package. What you should do? Use Pandas. Pandas takes data, like a CSV or TSV file, or a SQL database, and creates a Python object with rows and columns called data frame that looks very similar to table in a statistical software, think Excel or SPSS for example. And use Transpose. Reshape the data from the Pandas series to columns. 35. Which Azure tool should you use to run Python-based data visualization code? Azure Notebooks. 36. You must clean the missing values using an appropriate operation without affecting the dimensionality of the feature set. You need to analyze a full dataset to include all values. Replace using mice. For each missing value, this option assigns a new value, which is calculated by using a method described in the statistical literature as multivariate imputation using chained equations or multiple imputation by chained equations. With a multiple imputation method, each variable with missing data is modeled conditionally using the other variables in the data before filling in the missing values. Note, multivariate imputation by chained equations, MICE, sometimes called fully conditional specification or sequential regression multiple imputation, has emerged in the statistical literature as one principled method of addressing missing data. Creating multiple imputations, as opposed to single imputations, accounts for the statistical uncertainty in the imputations. In addition, the chained equations approach is very flexible and can handle variables of varying types. For example, continuous or binary, as well as complexities such as bounds or survey skip patterns. 38. You have a small dataset that is missing values in many columns. The data does not require the application of predictors for each column. You will use the clean missing data. Which method should you use? Replace using probabilistic PCA, compared to other options, such as multiple imputation using chained equations, MICE, this option has the advantage of not requiring the application of predictors for each column. Instead, it approximates the covariance for the full dataset. Therefore, it might offer better performance for datasets that have missing values in many columns. 39. You need to divide data into two distinct datasets with Azure Machine Learning Studio. Which module should you use? The Group Data into Bins module supports multiple options for binning data. You can customize how the bin edges are set and how values are apportioned into the bins. 40. You need to access photograph files in the Azure Blob container from the Azure Machine Learning Service workspace that will be used for deep learning model training. You must minimize data movement. What should you do? Create a data store for an Azure Blob container. When you create a workspace, an Azure Blob container and an Azure file share are automatically registered to the workspace. 41. You must clean the missing values using an appropriate operation without affecting the dimensionality of the feature set. You need to analyze a full dataset to include all values. What you should do? Use the multiple imputation by chained equations, MICE, method. 42. How you should write a custom role can do everything in the workspace except for the following actions. It can't create or update a compute resource. It can't delete a compute resource. It can't add, delete, or alter role assignments. It can't delete the workspace. Name, data scientist custom. Is custom, true. Description, can run experiment but can't create or delete compute. Actions. Not, actions. Microsoft.machine.learning/services/workspaces/delete. Microsoft.machine.learning/services/workspaces/write. Microsoft.machine.learning/services/workspaces/compute/write. Microsoft.machine.learning/services/workspaces/compute/delete. Microsoft.authorization/write. 43. You need to normalize values to produce an output column into bins to predict a target column. What you should do? Use the entropy MDL binning mode, which has a target column. 45. You must generate a K-fold algorithm implantation in the Python scikit-learn machine learning library, and you need to implement a cross-validation to generate the output. How you should do that? Example. From NumPy import array. From sclearn.model_selection_on_poke_fold. X equals np.array 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Y equals np.array 1, 2, 3, 4 kf equals fold n underscore splits equals 2 kf dot get underscore n underscore splits x print kf. 46. You need to split your dataset into training and testing subsets by using the split data module. You can use split rows. Use this option if you just want to divide the data into two parts. 47. You need to specify the compute resources to be used for running the code to submit the experiment, and for running the script in order to minimize model training time. The DS workstation compute instance. A workstation notebook instance is good enough to run experiments. With the GPU cluster compute target. 48. Which parameters must you add to the config.json file in order to connect to the workspace? Resource underscore group. Subscription underscore id. ML workspace. 49. You need to split the data with a 0.75:0.25 ratio. Which value should you use for each parameter? Split rows, 0.75, randomize split and do not stratified split. 50. You need to reconfigure the compute resource. What are three possible ways to achieve this goal? Use the Azure Machine Learning Studio. Run the update method of the AML Compute class in the Python SDK. Use the Azure portal. This episode of Data Science was brought to you by our sponsor. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, next part, we'll continue with more questions and answers. You've reached the end of another episode of Data Science.